Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our shiur, Tiskele Mitzvot, Katz Judaica.
Today's daf is being studied the Elul Nishmat, Chacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanichem began Eden. Amen. We are starting today on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Bet, and we'll begin from Matkifla. Kifla is 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Just to review where we're holding in the sugya over here, in yesterday's piece we had a machloket between Rav Chisda and Rabba regarding a case where a person made shechita on the Korban Pesach for the circumcised members of the group, but with intention that the non-circumcised members or non-members for that matter should get kapara at the time of the zirikah. ינשחתו למולים על מנת שיתכפרו בו עללים בזריקה. It was the scenario. We said that Machloket Rav Chisda said pasul and Rabba said kasher. Basically, they both learned their deen from a pasuk that said zot hukat pasach. So it was a Machloket how to learn the word zot hukat pasach. Rabba learned it lehakel, and Rav Chisda learned it leachmir. Rabba said that the law of arelim, meaning having a kavana for non-circumcised people, does not impact the zirika at all. It's a kavana that only impacts the shechita, and therefore, since at the time the shechita's kavana was for the circumcision for the circumcised people. They just said, but the zirikah I want to have in mind, to mechaperim for non-circumcised, it cannot affect the zirikah at all. It only affects the shechita. That was Rabba's deen. However, Rav Chisda learned the opposite. He said, Adrabba. He said that not only does it affect the zirikah, but it affects it worse than the shechita. Whereas in the shechita, if you did it for miksat arelim, it'll be okay. However, in the zirikah, even miksat arelim is going to be pesula, which means any kavanah in the zirikah for non-circumcised people to be mechaper, then the zirikah is out. Therefore, this guy over here who had kavanah for the zirikah that it should be for arelim is going to be indeed pesul. So that was the rasha. Rabba goes lekula, Rav Chisda goes lechumra. So comes the Gemara, says matkifla Rav Ashe. So Rav Ashe comes along and asks the question, actually on both Rabba and Rav Chisda. Mimai dehai vechol arel kula mashma. Now, the way the derasha went, if you remember, we had a pasuk vechol arel lo yochalbo, and the way we learned vechol arel means, according to the pshat of yesterday, that only if it's kula, if the guy's kavana is kula le'arelim is pasul, but miksat arelim kasher. That was the simple derash of kol arel lo yochalbo, that it's coming to exclude only kol, like the pasuk says kol arel. And then we came along with the word zot, and the zot came along and said that which we said kula orla is asur and miksat is mutar, is dafka by shechita. However, by zirika, even miksat is going to be permissible. Or according to Rav Chazda, we said that izot is coming to tell you that by zirika it's going to be worse, that even kula is going to be asur. But the point is, everybody learned to zot going to zirika, which means we solved shechita from kol arel lo yochal bo, right? Kol arel, everybody agreed, he's talking about kula orla asur miksat mutar, and then the zot gave you a chidush in zirika. When Rav Asher comes along and tells you, says, who told you to do this like that? Maybe the derasha of kol arel lo yochal bo followed by the zot, maybe it's all saying chidush in shechita. Maybe you can't even get to zirika yet in your derash. How? Who told you that when it says kol arel lo yochal bo that it's mashma that only when your kavanah is for kol arelim? There's another way to learn the word kol. For example, when the Torah says kol mahmeset lo tochelu, what is that word kol mahmeset? Don't even eat a drop. Don't even eat a mashu of hametz. So maybe I could argue and tell you, kol arel lo yochal bo, maybe the kol means even a miksat arelim is asur, which is totally different than the way we learned it yesterday. Maybe learn the kol meaning even a kavana of partial arelim is going to be asur. So again, mimai dehai bechol arel kula mashma. Who told you that this pasuk of kol arel is mashma? That you have to have kula, total kavanah for all arelim. And therefore, the zot is coming to tell me, yeah, that's only by shechita, but by zirika, either mahmir or mekel. Who told you? Dilma, hay v'chol arel mashma kol dehu orla. Maybe the kol arel is coming to tell you, even miksat orla is going to be pasul. And then what? Katav rahmana zot. And then the pasuk zot comes to tell me, de'ad de'ika kula orla lo pasla. Lo shena b'shechita ve'lo shena b'zlika. And maybe the zot is coming to clarify what the kol arel means. Meaning, that which is called as mashma, even if you have a kavanah of miksat arelim, is going to be pasul. Comes the pasuk zot and says, no. It's not going to be pasul till it's kol. But what? Miksat is going to be mutar. Ben b'shechita, ben b'zrika. Which means, why are you starting to make chinukim between shechita and zrika? Maybe I'll tell you the whole thing is talking about ben b'shechita, ben b'zrika. And the two pesukim are coming to explain each other. Which means, kol arel, I'm vague. What does kol arel mean? Maybe it means even miksat is going to be pasul. Kol arel, anything. Come as well, no, zot. Zot teaches you what? No, only kol is, assuming you have kavanah for all arelim, but miksat is mutar, ben mishchita, ben bezrika. So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Asher. So Rav Asher comes along and gives a new understanding of the machlok between Abba and Rav Chazda. Ela Amar Rav Asher. They're arguing on the following interpretation of the pasuk in Vayikra. V'nirtza lo lechaper alav, and it'll be accepted, the korban, in order to give the person that brought it kapara. Now we know that kapara is given at which stage? The kapara is given at the stage of zirika, at the time of the sprinkling. So it says, v'nitzal lo chaper alav. So the Gemara's doresh, alav velo al havero. So may you learn that the kapara is only given for the person that owns the korban. However, you cannot have a korban of Reuven and it's mechaper on somebody else. For example, on Shimon. Meaning if the Kohen at the time of Zerika was thinking about somebody else, it is going to be pasul. How do you know that from? V'nirtza lo lechaper alav. Right, the kapara is only on the person himself, meaning the ba'al korban. However, velo al havero. This is what we call in halakha shinui bi'alim. That when there's a kavana for a different Baal, it is going to be Pasul. Now, Rava says like this. The fact that we learned the din of Shinui Be'alim from the word Alav, meaning Alav Velo Al Havero. So the Gemara says, Havero Dumya Dide. This Havero that we're saying, you're not your Motsi Kapara, has to be a Havero, a friend that's similar to the Baal Korban himself. How? Mahu De Baal Kapara. Just like the guy himself who owns the Korban. He needs kapara. Obviously, that's why he's bringing a korban. Af habero debar kapara. Which means, so too his friend has to be somebody that's worthy of kapara. Meaning, that he's a person that's shayach to be in the parasha of kapara. Meaning, he's an adult, he's sane, he has all the qualifications that potentially can be mitkaper with zirika. La'apuke hay arel de lav bar kaparahu. To the exclusion of an arel. Arel is an uncircumcised person. The gabe korban pesach, he is not shayach in the parasha of kapara. The Torah clearly excludes an arel from Korban Pesach, since he cannot eat from it, and the deen is anybody that cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, so therefore, he cannot receive, obviously, kapara is not yotzei de chovato, which means even if he's part of the group, even if he's in the group, doesn't matter, it's not shayach kapara. And therefore, let's say the fellow that sprinkled the blood had kavana for an arel, so therefore it's not going to be posel mishum shinui be'alim, because this guy is not shayach in kapara. Rav Chasda savar hay arel name. Rav Chasda says no, even an arel is considered a bar kapara. How? Kevan de bar hayubahu. Since he is Hayav in Korban Pesach, Bar Kaparah, how? Ho'il de'iba'im mitaken nafsheh. Because if he wants to fix himself, I mean, if the guy wants to take a brit milah and circumcise himself, if that was possible, he would be ra'ui for Pesach. So therefore, a machshava to be zorek for somebody that is an arel, so therefore that is going to be pasul according to the Chasda. What do you mean? He's not a Bar Kaparah. Yeah, this is potentially Hu'il. He can't be a Bar Kapara, so therefore he's considered a Bar Kapara. Now therefore his Kavana on that guy is going to be Pasul. Now let's explain in clarity what the new Mahlok between Rava and Rav Chasda is. According to this version over here, an Aril that is part of the group, as part of the minyan of the Korban Pesach, and the kavana was for the arel of the minyan, according to everybody, Rabba and Rav Chasda, it's clear the Korban is going to be pasul. Meaning you have a group of 10 people, 5 of them are mulim, 5 of them are arelim. According to everybody, according to this understanding, the minuim of the Korban, and the guy has kavana for arelim, the Torah is telling you that kavana for minuim that are arelim, everybody is going to say it has the ability to be posel ben bishkita, ben bizrika. What are we talking about over here? What's the reason over there? Because they're not able to eat it. So it's like having kavana shelo le'ochlav. It's like having kavana for people that are not shayach to eat it. It's like totally pasul. The machloket over here is to members that are not part of the minyan. It's not an adil somewhere else in the in the street, not part of the group. So, So Rabba holds what? Rabba's going to say that this guy's going to be not posel. Why? Because since he's not a bar kapara, since an arel is not shayach in the Korban Pesach, so therefore his kavana for him does not have the ability to posel. V'nitzah lo lechaper alav. What does v'netzalo kaper alav mean? That just like the guy himself who's bringing the korban is a bar kapara, only a machshava for somebody, like a friend, that shayach in kapara will also be posel. But to have kavana for someone that's not shayach to the story of kapara, it cannot be posel. And since an arel is not shayach in the kapara, he's not using, so he's uncircumcised, so a kavana for that guy is nothing. So Rabbah is very mekir. Rabbah holds that a arel not in the minyan, not of the chosen, is going to be mutar. Whereas if Hasdas says, you're right, in the state that he is right now, the arel cannot be part of Qurban Pesach, technically cannot have kapara, but potentially he can be. How? Had he circumcised himself, so he has an ability to be part of the Qurban, that's the Sevarav called Ho'il. So what does Ho'il teach me? Since, so even in the potential state, he can be part of the kapara, and if Hasdas is going to say, kavana for him is going to be posel indeed. Now let's read that Taplashi. When it said that the guy's kavana was kapara for arelim, the kamar she'en minuyim alav kamar. It's talking about where they were not part of the group. And the problem is over here is because they're not in the group. Aval. Bimnuyim alav, but if they were part of the group, v'shachato limulim, she'em nameh minuyim lizrok damol limnuyav arelim she'em lebadam, davya kula zirika la'arelim minuyim, which means, if there was part of the group, and they had kavana just for the arelim of the group, they kula alma pasul. Everybody's going to say what? That is pasul based on the pesukim that we said. Uba'arelim she'enam minuyim, and the question is, when you have a guy that's not part of the group, does he have the ability to be posel? Basically, in saying what? That Rav Chasda holds of the Sevar of Ho'il. What the Gemara is going to do is now challenge Rav Chasda. Because we learned this earlier, that Rav Chasda doesn't hold of Ho'il. How do we know? So Gemara says, Rav Chasda savar, Hay arel nami kevan de bar hayuvahu, bar kapara hu'il de ibahim etaken nafshe. Good, because since he could circumcise himself, so therefore technically he's shayach to the perasha of kapara, and therefore if the guy had kavana for him, he is shayach to be posel the korban. That's Rav Chasda. Umi ita Rav Chasda u'il. That's Rav Chasda hold of the Sevarav u'il. Vayetmar, we learned ha'ofe miyom tov lehol. A person bakes from yom tov to the weekday. Rav Chasda amar loke. Rav Chasda says you give the guy lashes. Rava amar eno loke. Rava amar eno loke. What's the reason of Rava that says you don't get malkut? Amrina no il vi mikle'ele orchim hazire. Right, if guests would show up on Yom Tov, they could eat the food. Hashtaname hazire. So even though they don't show up, it's not considered that you did an isur, because potentially this could have been mutar. Velo lake. No, doesn't get malkut. Rav Chasda amar loke. Why? Lo amrina no il. Because you don't say, Ho'il. Bottom line, when you bake the food on Yom Tov right now, there were no guests. Therefore, it's going to be asur. Therefore, you get malkut. I understand. From Rabat to Rabat, there's no question. Meaning, by the case of Korban Pesach, he didn't say Ho'il. By the case of baking on Yom Tov, he did say Ho'il. There's a contradiction. He said, nah, no problem. Why? Mechusar ma'aseh. Over here, it's lacking a ma'aseh. Hatam de lo mechusar ma'aseh. Which means, by the case of the Korban Pesach, the guy is mechusar ma'aseh, meaning he's got to circumcise himself. So when it's such an item that you're missing an action, so then I don't say Ho'il in such a case. Ho'il, Ho'il what? Ho'il if he does a big ma'aseh and circumcises. Here, on Yom Tov, he doesn't have to do anything. Guests could just show up.
which is it's nothing that he has to do. So in such a case where it's an automatic, where it's like to happen by itself, I'll say O'il. But where you tell the guy he's got to make a ma'aseh, that's already too much. So Rava, I can make a chiluk. Why one case I say O'il, and why one case I don't say O'il? Meaning, if you have to do a ma'aseh, no O'il. If you don't have to do a ma'aseh, guests show up, I'll say O'il.
Amre, kilet and Rav Chisda O'il lekula lechumra itle.
So the Gemara, it's very simply that Rav Chisda holds ho'il only lechumra when it comes out of stringency, but when it comes out of leniency, he doesn't. Therefore, on Yom Tov to say ho'il is going to be a leniency, right? That maybe guests will come. Now, give the guy malkut. I'm not going to say ho'il lekula, but on Pesach, it'll be a stringency. To say that the Qurban is pasul because the guy could circumcise himself, therefore he's considered bad kapara. Therefore, he'll say ho'il lechumra.
Abba de morzutra bered rav mori leravina. Katane. We learned above in the Braita. Ho'il ve'orla posilet.
This was yesterday's Braita. We said, orla, meaning kavana for arelim, is posilet. Ve'tum'a, posilet. Kavana for timi'im. Also, if a person has kavanah at the time of the shahita for people that are tameh, poselet. And then the Gemara made a mamatzinu.
Ma tum'ah lo asaba miksa tum'ah kechol tum'ah.
And just like by tum'ah, that if he has kavanah for miksat tameim, but not all tameim, it's okay. Meaning, you had 10 guys in the group. 5 were teorim and 5 were tameim. So the guy had kavanah for some of the tameim and some of the teorim. It's okay. The only time tumah is as soon as he has kavanah for all the tumah, all the tameim, af orla, lo asam miksat orla kichor orla. So to be said by the kavanah for arelim, that's only going to be pasul. You have kavanah for all arelim, but not miksat. So the Gemara now asks a question: Hai tumah echidame? What's the case of tumah? We never analyze what tumah we talking about over here. Ilim abetumat gavre. We're talking about maybe the tumah of the guy, meaning we're talking about people that became tameim, tumat gavre.
Umay lo asaba miksat tumah kechol tumah.
And what does it mean that the law is that miksat tumah is okay, but kol tumah is not okay?
The iika arba'a v'hamisha gavre tameim.
If you have 4 or 5 guys in the group that are tameim,
v'arba'a v'hamisha gavre teorim,
or 4 or 5 and 4 or 5 of the guys in the group that are teorim,
lo pasle lehu tameim leteorim.
And we're going to say that the tameim that you had kavanah for are not going to be posed the Torah that you had kavanah for.
Well, gabe orla nameh,
and therefore I'll say the same thing by arelim.
Halo pasle,
I'll say that it's not going to be pasul detnan, as we learned in our Mishnah,
lamulin vila arelim
kasher, which means it's really a beferush Mishnah.
So the Gemara says, "May shena tumah de pshita le, umay shena orla de misafkele,"
which means orla arelim. You didn't know, that was your unknown. So you said, "Oh, but by tumah miksat is okay, arelim is okay." So hold it. Why is tumah any more pashut or clearer than arelim? Which means, if you go back to our Mishnah, both things were stated in the Mishnah. Meaning, miksat tumah kishira. Miksat arelim is kishira. So why? Meaning, already we have a Mishnah that clearly says miksat arelim is kishira. If you have 10 guys in the group, 5 and 5, then miksat these, miksat that, it's kishira. So the Gemara says, oh, you know how you know it? Well, tumah for sure we know, miksat tumah we know. So just like miksat tumah, so to miksat olah. Why were you so pashut on miksat tumah and miksat arelim, you weren't? It's a befirush Mishnah. And the same Mishnah that teaches him miksat olah teaches him miksat tumah. So therefore, why was one clearer than the other? Then Gemara's question.
Ela.
Oh, so Gemara says, yeah, you know what? It's not like you learned the Braita.
Betumat basar.
The tumah is not tumah gavre. We're talking about the basar of the Korban Pesach became tameh.
Umay lo asa b'miksat tumah kechol tumah.
So what does this mean? Miksat tumah kechol tumah.
De'ilu et me'had me'varim.
If one of the limbs or one of the pieces of meat of the Korban Pesach became tameh,
hayde et me'sarfinane.
The part that became tameh, you burn.
Ve'idach achlinane.
And the rest, you eat. So you see, now by Korban Pesach, they have a din of miksat tumah. What is miksat tumah? Miksat tumat basav. Exactly. If piece of the kol became tame, that piece get rid of. But the rest of the animal you eat. So the Gemara says hold it. And therefore, what's the Gemara saying? That just like by tumat basav, which we didn't discuss that in our Mishnah. Tumat basar, we say the din of miksat. So too, we'll say miksat orla also is going to be mutah, which is we never introduced. Our Mishnah was never an issue over here. We're giving a hadush from miksat basar to miksat orla. So comes the Gemara and says, "Bemayu kim to tumat basar." How do you want to say that brayta with tumat basar? That doesn't make sense. Why? Ema sefa. What do we say at the end of that brayta? Danin davar she'enu nehek bechol hazivahim. We want to learn something that doesn't apply to all korbanot. Medavar she'enu nehek bechol hazivahim. To an item that doesn't apply to all korbanot, which means we learned tum'ah to orla. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara said it makes sense to learn tum'ah orla from tum'ah because both those items don't apply to any other korban. They're only specific to korban pesach. Therefore, the similars. You'd rather learn similars to similars. Mm-hmm. What makes tum'ah and orla similar? They only have application by korban pesach. Mm-hmm. They don't have application anywhere else. So the Gemara says, "Ve'al yuchiyah zman," but don't learn from zman. Remember, what was zman? Zman is if the Kohen thinks to eat outside of the time. So therefore the Gemara said, don't learn the din of orla from zman, shenoheg b'chol hazivachim. Because zman applies to all the korbanot, where tum'ah only applies to Pesach. So the Gemara says, umay tum'ah. Which tum'ah are we talking about over there that applies only to korban Pesach? Inema tum'at basar, amay enonoheg b'chol hazivachim. Tumat basar applies to all the zivachim, which does only apply to korban Pesach, mm-hmm. which means by any korban, if you have a piece of basar that became tameh, the same law applies. You burn that piece of basar, and the rest of the basar you can eat. So it's not only a din in korban Pesach. So if you're going to learn it's tumat basar, the second part of the braita makes no sense. So the Gemara says ela pshita b'tumat gabre. Must be that part of the braita that was talking about tumah that doesn't apply to all korbanot was talking about tumat gabre. Now, umay enorek b'chol hazivachim, de'idu b'chol hazivachim arel v'tameh mishalchim korbanotahim. Because by all other korbanot, what do we say? If you have an arel or a tameh, they can send their korban with somebody else. Even a tameh guy can send his korban with somebody else. Ve'idu b'pesach arel v'tameh en mishalchim pischehem. But by korban pesach, an arel v'tameh cannot send their korban with somebody else. So then, what I was saying like this: at that point, in the sefa of the braita, when the braita said that tum'ah does not have application to all the korbanot except for pesach,
it's unique to korban pesach.
How? Meaning, because korban pesach is the only korban that a tameh guy cannot send. Everybody else can send, and that's tum'at tum'at gabre. So the gabre has hold it. Now we have a problem, because the resha of that braita, you're telling me he's talking about tum'at basar. And the sefa, you tell me he's talking about tum'at gabre. What's going on? The Gemara says, resha b'tum'at basar, v'sefa b'tum'at gabre. Which means you tell me the resha is talking about tum'at basar. That's how you learned it, meaning. You told me, that just like my tum'at basar. Meaning, miksat. Is you burn it, and the other part is kasher. So too, miksat arelim and miksat mulim. Right, you have care of both of them. It's going to be kasher. Then you go and you tell me, and it makes sense to learn from there. It makes sense to learn from tumah. You know why? Because tumah and arelim only have application to pesach. Hold it. What type of tumah? Now you jump to a different type of tumah. You jump to tumat gabre. So you start with tumat basar, and then you jump to tumat. Gabre, Amale in. Yeah. In the Khanami, the Resha is one tumah and the Sefa is another tumah. Shem tumah kaparich. Meaning, in the, literally, the name of tumah we're asking for. Meaning, you're right, the first tumah that the Braita talked about indeed was tumat basar. And in truth, tumat basar per se has application to everything. But in the title of tumah, we found a tum'ah called tum'at gabre that only has application to Pesach and not other. So in the title, in the head title of Tumah, we found that it's similar to Orla, meaning that part of Tum'ah only has application to Pesach. Therefore, it makes sense to learn Tum'ah from Arelim. Even though you're right, like Gabet Tum'at Basar, that angle of Tum'ah, it applies to everything. Yeah, but one angle of Shem Tum'ah is specific to only Pesach. So therefore, not Nakat. Therefore, it makes sense to learn Tum'ah and Orla, and Arelim to each other. I'll say it again. Meaning the Gemara start off to say what? We're going to learn a Hekesh. Just like Tum'ah, Miksat is okay. Meaning, Miksat Basar.
Right.
So to Arelim, Miksat Arelim is okay. So the Gemara says, and it makes sense to learn one from the other. You know why? Because these two items only have application to Pesach and not to anything else. Gemara, what are you talking about? Tum'at Basar has application to everywhere. No, Tum'at Gavre. What do you mean? You start off with Tum'at Basar, you went to Tum'at Gavre. We mean in the name of Tum'ah, we found in Tum'ah, in the Gavre aspect of it, that it's specific to Pesach and doesn't have application to other korbanot. V'ibaitema, Gemara gives an alternate answer because that's really a dohak. Gemara says sefa name betumat basar. Oh, really? I'll tell you, the resh is betumat basar and the sefa is betumat basar. Hold it. You told me tumat basar does apply to all the korbanot. Gemara says no. What does it mean when it says Enu Heg Bechol HaZevachim? The Idu Bechol HaZevachim, when it comes to other korbanot, Ben Shinitma Chelev Ubasar Kayam. Let's say the Chelev, that's the part that goes on the Mizbeah. The Chelev became Tameh, but the edible part of the korban, let's say, remained Kayam. Or Ben Shinitma Basar, or whether the edible part became Tameh VeChelev Kayam, Zorek Et Adam. You still sprinkle the blood, and the korban is still valid. Meaning, miksat basar, whether it's miksat basar, whether it's miksat chaylev, doesn't matter. Tizrok. However, v'ilu bepesach, nitma chaylev ubasar kayam zoreket adam. If the chaylev became tameh, but the basar, the edible portion, is still taor, sprinkle. Nitma basar v'chelev kayam eno zoreket adam, because the whole purpose of korban pesach is to eat it, and therefore if the basar portion of it came to me, it's miksat because the chelev really was tahor. Doesn't matter. So you see that even exactly the din of miksat basar becoming tameh only has application legabe pesach in that regard. Because the Gabel of the Zivachim, doesn't matter which Chelek became Tameh. Either way, Tizrok at Adam, the Korban is Keshera. Pesach, it makes a difference which part. So therefore, what the Braita was saying like this, indeed we learn from Zivachim, meaning we learn from Tum'ah, and we learn on Arelim from Tum'ah. And what type of Tum'ah? Tum'ah Basar. And the Gabel makes sense to learn from them. You know why? Because Tum'ah and Arelim have similarity. What? That they only have application to Pesach. Mm-hmm. Well, Arelim, we know. That's a deen in Pesach. Right? And the deen of... meaning, why is it a deen for Pesach? Because even by other korbanot, an Arel can send his korban. But by korban Pesach, an Arel can even send his korban. And what's the similarity in the Gabel? Basar that only has application to Pesach, but all other korbanot, miksat, basar, or chelev, doesn't matter. Sprinkle. Basar, the korban is kasher. Mashenke be Pesach. That only if the basar is still kasher, tahor, then you sprinkle. But if the edible basar becomes, even though the chelev is tahor,
no good.
So therefore, it only has a din of Pesach as well. Also, Gemara continues. What did you establish? Betumat basar. How do you want to establish that we're talking about tumat basar? Ema sefa. Now we went further. If you remember in that bright, and we said like this: Danim davar shelo hutar mechlalo, medavar shelo hutar mechlalo, which means we'd rather learn from an item that has no exceptions to an item that has no exceptions. Now, how do we explain that? So we explained like this. If you remember, there was two options of how we could learn Orla. We could either learn Orla from Zman, meaning just like if the Kohen has Kavana, Chut Zmano, means even Miksat, even if he has Kavana for Tizayit of the Korban, Chutz lezmano, it's pasul. Therefore, the even miksat arelim is asur. That was one way. Or I could learn, like we just said now, I'm learning tum'ah, and I'm comparing arelim to tum'ah, that just like miksat is kasher, so too miksat arelim is kasherah. So the Gemara said, it makes sense to learn what? Davar shelo utar bichlalo. An item that has no exceptions. Chutz lezmano, there's never an exception. Which is, there's never a way that chutz lezmano can ever become kasher. When a kohen has kavanah to eat the korban outside of its time, it's out. Just like arelim.
Oh, knock them out.
Arelim, there's never a heter for an arel to bring a korban pesach. So the Gemara is saying like this. Maybe it makes better sense to learn the comparison from chutz lezmano to arelim. What do they have in common? Both have no exceptions. Implying that what? That tum'ah has an exception. Now, if you're going to learn that tum'as tum'ad basar, what's the exception? Meaning, if you learn it's tum'ad gabre, we know there's an exception. Because the law is, if the majority of Klal Yisrael are tume'in, what's the deen? They can bring the korban. But where do you see exception that if you have basar that's tame'eh, that we allow somebody to eat it? So therefore, why did the Gemara say that Davka Zman is something that doesn't have an exception to the rule? According to the way we're learning now, that's Tum'at Basar. Tum'at Basar also doesn't have an exception. Once Basar becomes Tameh, is there ever a case where we let you eat Basar that's Tameh? So the Gemara's logic to say, we're going to only learn from Zman, because there's no exceptions, like Orla. I could say, no, there's no exceptions by Tum'at Basar according to the way we're learning now. Because there's no exceptions by Tum'at Basar. And the Gemara says, we start from the bottom. Ema Sefa. Two lines from the bottom. Danin davar shelo hutal mechlalo medavar shelo hutal mechlalo. I'd rather learn an item that has no exceptions to the rule. Torah has no exceptions to the rule. Meaning, Zman and Arelim. Ve'al tuchiyah Tum'ah. But don't bring me from Tum'ah shere hutal mechlala. Because Tum'ah does have sometimes where there's an exception to the rule. Bemai, what are we talking about? Ilema betum'at basar. If you're telling me we're talking about tum'at basar, hecha utra, where's there an exception to the rule? Which is, where do we see that you can eat basar betum'at? Ela pshita betum'at gabre. I must be talking about, we're going back to the tum'ah of the guy. Vehecha utra mechlala. And where do we see that they have an exception to the rule? Besibur. Which means we know the deen is if you have Rov Sibur, that are Temeim, and they don't have a chance to become Tahor before Pesach, they're able to bring the Korban Pesach, Betumah. So now Gemara says, Resha Betumat Basar, Sefa Betumat Gabre. And all back to the same question. Okay, so now you establish the Resha was Tumat Basar. At the end you jump to Tumat Gabre. Gemara says, In, yes. Shum tum, Shem Tumat Kaparich. Same answer we said before. Then you're right, we're saying, In the umbrella of Tum'ah, meaning, you're right, not Tum'at Basar, but we found in the umbrella of Tum'ah, there's a type of Tum'at, Tum'at Gavre, that is an exception. So you're right, we started over one Tum'ah, but we found an exception in Tum'ah. Mashaken in Zman, there's no exception. Not in any of its platim. Second answer, you write Tema, Kula Betum'at Basar. Oh, Tum'at Basar. Ve'echa utra. Where's an exception? Betum'at Pesach. Pesach is the exception. Okay. How? Ditnan. Pesach haba betum'ah. The Pesach that is being brought betum'ah. The deen is what? Ne'echal betum'ah. You're allowed to even eat the meat betum'ah. Why? Shelo ba mitchilato ela la'achila. Which is, what's the whole purpose of Korban Pesach? To eat it, not to sacrifice it. The sacrificing it is primarily in order to get to eat it. And therefore the deen is normally, when you have Tum'ah, Besibur, you bring the Kumash, you don't eat it. You don't eat it, just bring the Kumash, you can't eat it, it's just Tum'ah. Mashayim be Korban Pesach.
Even
if the people are Teme'im, now they bring the Korban, but they eat it. So what do you see? You see that even in Tum'ah Basar, there's an exception. There's an exception. And therefore, our whole question was, what do you mean? Is there an exception where we let somebody eat basad, that's tame'ah? Yes. When? Korban Pesach. Yes, the meat is tameh as well. Still, we let the guy bring the korban. No, certainly we let him bring it. That's why any korban you can bring it. The Ainus, we even let him eat it. Look at the top Rashi. Shemitchilato lo ba. Lo ne'emra haba ikar Pesach. The reason why, the main reason why you have to be korban Pesach is why? Ela lachila. Then we know that when the majority of the people are tameim, which is the Torah was not only telling you to bring it. The Torah was telling you eat it. Now, if the guy's eating the tameh, he's eating the basar tameh. It's basar tameh now. The guy's eating it. I can eat it. He's tameh. He's touching the korban becomes tameh. Ella, what's the explanation? It's okay. There's an exception. What's your question?
It's gavra. It's in the gavra, not in the meat.
No.
We let him bring it. We let him.
You're eating basar betumah.
We're not saying like before a piece of.
Maybe the basar becomes tameh.
You don't burn it.
Why does the basar become tameh from the gavra? Basar kodesh can become tameh if you eat
from the gavra.
The point is now you're eating basar tameh, which is you're telling me there's no exceptions. Basar tameh is no. There is an exception. By Pesach, basar tameh is eaten. Ativ Rav Huna b'Dei Rabbi Yoshua. So they bring a question. This is a question against Rav Hasda. Let's go back. Rav Hasda subscribed to the subject of Hu'il. In the beginning of today's daf, would Rav Hasda say that since a guy who's an Aril, if he would circumcise himself, so therefore he would be considered a Bar Kapara, he would be Shayach to the story of Kapara, therefore when a guy has Kavana for Aril, that's not part of the Minyan, he can still be posel the Korban, Hu'il. So the Gemara says, HaPesach she'avra shenato. A Pesach that's past his first year. For example, let's say it was born before Nisan, okay? And you didn't bring it till the following Nisan. According to the law, Pesach can only be brought ben shenato. Okay? Once you bring it in the second year, which means if you bring it on the second Pesach, already it's in the second year, right? So the deen is a Pesach she'avra shenato. V'shachato bizmano lishmo. And you now, what do you do with it? An animal that's past the year, it's only for shelamim, korban shelamim. So technically, what you did is you brought an item that's only for shelamim on erev Pesach for Pesach, or for that matter, v'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmano. For that matter, you took a mamasher korban shelamim, and what you had kavana for Pesach bizmano machloket. The Bili Ezer posed, the Rabbi Yoshua Machshir. Okay, the Bili Ezer said it is pasul such a case, and the Bili Yoshua says Machshir. In Masechet Zevachim, they give the Sevarot exactly why each Tana holds what he holds. Ta'ama bizmano. Oh, when did the Bili Ezer say pasul? Because it's bizmano, meaning bizmano. This is considered a already Pesach time. Okay? Mm-hmm. You cannot come along bizmano and take an item that's either ra'oy fi shelamim, because it's been a second year, or it is mamash a shelamim, and you can't come along now and put Pesach status on it, because it's not shayach for Korban Pesach. So bizmano is going to be pasul, ha shelo bizmano kasher. But shelo bizmano, where Pesach is not an issue. Meaning, shelo bizmano, but it's the middle of the year. It's not Pesach. It's shayach, and that guy comes along and says, what? I'm bringing this for Pesach. It's not Pesach. It's not Pesach. Pesach is not, it's not the time. I say clearer. At the time of Pesach, when you come along and take a shilim and say, this is for Pesach, you know why it's going to be pasul? Because bottom line, the Pesach name can't take effect. And since this is a shilamim, so you have a problem. Meaning, the kavanah of Pesach can ruin this shilamim now. Because bottom line, it's the time. Masha'ika, during the middle of the year, a guy says, this shilamim is for Pesach.
It's not Pesach.
The kavanah for Pesach during the year is nothing. So that's why one rabbi will make a chiluk between zman and eno zman. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, "V'amai." What do you mean? Why do you say that? Nema ho'il u'bizmano posel, shelo bizmano name posel. Why'd you come along and say ho'il? Meaning, you're right, during the middle of the year, this Shem Pesach doesn't have impact. But why, you say, since it's shayach to have impact at some point of the year, meaning on Erev Pesach, meaning bizmano it can be posel. So say, ho'il u'bizmano it can be posel, shelo bizmano also. That's against Rav Chasda. Now Rav Chasda says, "Ho'il lechumrah." This would be lechumrah,
because he pasul the.
Because he posel. Old palm. According to Rabbi Eliezer, bismano pasul. What's the case? You have a korban shelamim. Take it straight up, korban shelamim, and the guy comes along on Erev Pesach, and he has kavanah l'shem Pesach. What's the deen? You cannot bring this korban over. It's nothing. It's pasul. Oh, so the Gemara implies, but only because bizmano. Mashikin betoch v'me'a shana, meaning shelo bizmano, if a guy brought a shelamim, and he has kavanah l'shem Pesach, it'll be kasher. Why? Because during the year, the shem Pesach kavanah, it doesn't impact this korban over. It's nothing. But on Erev Pesach, you have a shelamim, you have kavanah for Pesach, Pesach, Sheikh Pesach, it's going to be a problem. But what do you mean? Potentially during the year, if this animal you would wait until Erev Pesach and you had that same kavanah would be pasul. So why do you say ho'il u'bizmano pasul, shelo bizmano also? At least you don't say that. So you don't say ho'il the chumrah. Amara papa shariata. Leave it over there. Then we have gezirat hakatuv to tell you exactly what's kasher and what's pasul. So don't bring me a question from that case. The amar kera va'amartem zevach pesach hu. Pasuk says, "Amartem zevach pesach." It is zevach pesach. It is korban pesach. From the word "who," they make the rasha "who b'havayato," which means it has to be for l'shem korban pesach. I mean, when you slaughter the korban pesach, it's got to be l'shem korban pesach. Who? Meaning, it's got to be designated for pesach. It's got to be slaughtered for pesach. So the Gemara excludes things now. Lo hu l'shum achirim. Meaning, you can't bring something that was designated for Pesach with Kavanah for Shelamim, Velo Achirim, and not Shelamim Neshum Neshmo for it. Meaning, it's got to be designated for Pesach and Neshchat for Pesach. You can't have designated for Pesach but for Kavanah for Shelamim, or designated for Shelamim and for Pesach. And the Gemara analyzes. Bizmano shehu pasul leshum acherim. In its time, if you take a korban pesach and have kavanah for shelamim, pasul. So therefore, acherim pesulim leshmo. So therefore, acherim also, if you take a shelamim, it'll be posel if you had kavanah for pesach, which is bizmano, both are going to be asur. However, shelo bizmano shu kasher l'shum acherim, which means shelo bizmano, if I take a korban pesach and have kavanah for shelamim, it's kasher. Yes, I take a korban pesach, designated. It's not a korban pesach, designated, and I have kavanah for shelamim during the year. It's kasher. So too acherim kasherim l'shmo. So therefore, if I take a shelamim during the year and I say this is for Pesach, the Pesach is nothing. Therefore, it'll be kasher. So therefore, when the pasuk says "Vamardem zebach Pesach hu," it's teaching you that sometimes, meaning only bizmano in the time of Erev Pesach, you got to have two factors. It's got to be designated for Pesach, and it has to be nishchat l'shem Pesach. If you're missing one of the two, meaning if it's designated for Pesach and you brought it for Shelamim, or is that is designated for Shelamim and you brought it for Pesach, both those cases are going to be pasul. But during the year, since if you took a Pesach and brought it for Shelamim, it's kasher. So too, if you would bring a Pesach and had kavanah for Shelamim, it'll also be kasher. No. If you want a Pesach and kind of a Shelamim, it'll be kasher. So too, if you bring a Shelamim and have kavanah a Pesach, it'll be kasher also, because that Pesach means nothing. So therefore, we have Gezrat HaKaduv to tell you exactly what is kasher, when. Means the Torah is telling you, don't say Ho'il. We're telling you exactly. Zmano has one deen, Shelo Zmano has another deen. Rav Simlai ata lekamed Rabbi Yohanan. Okay, story. Rav Simlai came once in front of Yohanan. Amar le nitni limor sifri yuhasin. Teach me the book of Devre HaYamin. Devarim is one of the books of the Nevi'im. Sefer Yochasin it's called. Amar Le Mehekanat. Rabbi Yochanan tells him, where do you come from? Amar Le Milod. I originate from the city of Lod and Eretz Yisrael. Ve'echan Mudbach, where are you living now? So obviously he was in Bavel. He says, Ben Havde'ah. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan says, sorry. En Nidonim, lo Nidodim, ve'lo Nidodim. We're not allowed to teach Devarim Yamim, not the people from Lod, and not people from Nardaa. Because again, the Atme Lod would not be Nardaa. Oh, the more so you came from Lod and now you live in Nardaa. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to get involved teaching Simlai. So he gave an excuse. He told him, no, it's not stuff for you. Kafir. So that Simlai forced him, pressured him, please, you got to teach it to me. So he became appeased. Amale Nitiye Begimel Yerche. He said, I want you to teach me Devarim Yamim in 3 months. Shakal Kala. He picked up a piece of dirt, patak ben, he threw it at him. Threw a dirt bomb at him. Then Rabbi Yochanan threw a dirt bomb at him some light. Amar Le, he told him, Uma Beruria, de bitu de Rabbi Meir. The wife of Rabbi Meir was a very smart lady, her name was Beruria. Barted Rav Hananya ben Taranyon. She was the daughter of the great Tana Rav Hananya ben Taranyon. And she was so smart, the Tanya that she used to learn, Tlat me'ash mateta, she learned 300 halakhot a day. Biyoma, in a day, Megimel me'arav vata, from 300 different rabbis. And still, as smart as she was, Lo yatza yedeh chovata betlat shenim. Meaning she didn't even finish the Devarim Yamim in 3 years.
3 months.
And you want to learn in 3 months? Which is Beruria, that was so smart, she could learn 300 halakhot to 300 different rabbis in a day. It took her 3 years to do Devarim Yamim. And you want to come now and do Devarim Yamim, in 3 months? Okay. Kishakil the Aziz, when Rav Simlai finally left, he left to Rabbi Yochanan and was finally leaving. Amar le Rabbi, ma ben lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Guy has kavanah when he's bringing the korban pesach. Lishmo v'shelo lishmo. The Mishnah clearly said pasul. Leochlav v'shelo leochlav. But if a guy has kavanah for eaters and non-eaters, kasher. So Rav Simlai asked Rabbi Yochanan, could you give me the difference? Why lishmo v'shelo lishmo is pasul? When the guy brought the korban pesach, l'shem pesach v'l'shem shelamim. We said Mishnah clearly pasul. But if you have kavanah leochlav for eaters, meaning guys of Shechti, we said kasher. So he asked his rabbi before he left, could you tell me the Hiluk? Amar lehu iv v'tzubam rabbanan at. Since you're a Tamir Chacham, ta ve'em anacha, you give a reason. So he says like this, well, I can give reasons why we should be more mahmir by lishmo and shelo lishmo than ochlav v'lo ochlav. Why? Number one, lishmo v'shelo lishmo pesulo begufo. Now when you have kavanah shelo lishma, you're impacting the actual goof of the korban, which means kavanah l'shem pesul l'shem shlim. That's what. That's the korban itself. Leochlav shol leochlav en pesulo begufo. Kavanah of who's eating is not in the korban itself. It's on the eaters. It's lighter. Leshmo v'shlo leshmo iyefshar lebarer isuro, which means when you say leshmo v'shlo leshmo, you can't define where the isur is. Meaning every part of this animal now is Lishmo, v'shelo lishmo. Meaning, you can't split the animal and say, okay, half of the animal is lishmo, and half of the animal is lishmo. It's undefined. I mean, the whole animal becomes affected. Le'ochlav, v'shelo le'ochlav, efshar le'barer isuro. But when you have kavanah, le'ochlav, v'shelo le'ochlav, you can separate it. This piece of kazayit is for the eaters, this piece of kazayit is for the non-eaters. Split the animal up. So therefore, it's less hamur. Third thing, lishmo, v'shelo lishmo, yishto bedalet avodot. Like we learned. The kavanah shelo lishma affects all four avodot: shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zerika. However, leochlav shelo leochlav eno barba avodot. It only affects shechita, which means we learned from the pasukim in yesterday's piece that what only at the time of shechita do you have to have kavanah leochlav. But if you have kavanah at let's say even the zerika shelo leochlav, doesn't matter. So you see another leniency. And lastly, lishmo v'shelo lishmo yeshno b'sibur u'b'yachid. Of course, kavanah of a korban lishma shelo lishma affects korban yachid as well as korban sibur. Le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav eno b'sibur k'b'yachid. Meaning this din of le'ochlav only affects korban pesach. It doesn't affect korban sibur. And therefore, you see another leniency. So basically what Rav Simlai was telling Yochanan, he found 4 differences why le'ochlav is more lenient than Lishma. So Rav Yochanan comes along and says,
Or Rav Asher says, Rav Asher Amar, Pesulo begufo ve'i efshar lebarer esuro hadamiltai.
I agree with what you said, but you know what? Two of the items you said are really one. Meaning like this. One of the things Rav Sivlai said is what? It's pesulo begufo. Now, if you remember, we said in yesterday's piece, it's really not pesulo begufo. Pesulo begufo really means if the animal is a ba'amun. That's a pesulo begufo. Here, it's ba'shava. So, what the Vashe comes along and says like this. You know why we consider a ma'shava like this, psul begufo? Because by saying shelo lishma, now you have this animal. Could you decide which part of this animal is lishma and lo lishma?
No.
So therefore, it's one and the same reason. Meaning, why is it considered begufo? Because you cannot discern where it is. So all that Vashe was saying, it's not two separate reasons. It's one reason explaining. I read that inside. That Vashe Amar, Pesulo begufo, v'yifshar lebarer, isuro hadamiltai. Why? Dema ta'am amar pesulo begufo. What's the reason why pesulo begufo? So you're not pesulo begufo if you think about it. It's pesulo is mashava. Ela mishum, v'yifshar lebarer, isuro. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar ami bar rav Yuda, Amar rav. From the day that they put the Vrei Hayamim in Giniza, that she says, not that they put in Giniza, but Nishtakah. A lot of the Dirashot on Sefer Vrei Hayamim were forgotten. So it's from the day that we start to forget all the Dirashot on the book of Vrei Hayamim, Tashashku Han Shel Hakamim, which is the power of the Hakamim became weakened because there was a lot of secrets of the Torah
in there.
The midrashim of the Vrei Hayamim, and therefore we lost them. He says, an example, and their eyes became dimmed. Example, Amar Mor Zutra, the pasuk says in the Vrei Hayamim, it says like this: Ul Atzel, there's a guy called Atzel, Shisha Banim. He had six sons, and the pasuk tells us, Ve'ele Shemotam. I'm just reading the pasuk to you. Azrikam, Bukhru, Yishmael, Ushariah, Ve'obadiah, Ve'hanan, Kol Ele, Bene Atzel. That's in the Vrei Hayamim, in Perek Het, Pasuk Lamed Het. In Perek Tet, in the Vrei Hayamim, there's also a pasuk that says, Ul Atzel, Shishabarim. It says the pasuk again. So the Gemara is going to say, you have two similar pasukim. One in Perek Lamed Het. I'm sorry. Yeah, one in Perek Het and one in Perek Tet. He says, in between those two pesukim, there was so much midrashim and so much information just between those two ul atzel, those two pesukim. So the Gemara says, and I read in Tamar Mosutra, ben atzel le atzel, from the atzel of Perek Het to the atzel of Perek Tet, te'inu dalid me'ag gamle didrasha. You could load 400 camels with derashot, which means it was packed. And what? Those derashot were forgotten. And that's only one perek. So could you imagine the loss that we suffered because of not having the Vrei Hayamim? And that's why Rabbi Yochanan was trying to tell him that it's not so easy to learn the Vrei Hayamim. That's why he tried to dissuade him. And that's why Beruria had such a hard time studying it as well. Just one clarification. When the Gemara said, Kishakil Ba'azil, when the Sibli was leaving Rabbi Yochanan, right, Amar Le, so Rabbi Yochanan tells him, I'm sorry, Rav Sivlai tells Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le Rabbi. Rav Sivlai tells Rabbi Yochanan, Ma bin, what's the difference between Shmo Shlo Shmo and Ochlav Lo Ochlav? And Rabbi Yochanan says, since you're a Tamid Hacham, I will tell you the difference. So it wasn't Rav Sivlai saying it; it was the rabbi telling the student the differences.